There's a group of folks on Capitol Hill who aren't doing so bad these days, at least when it comes to their economic situation, and it's in part because they've been making money by trading stocks. Not unusual. Many of us do the same, but it is when you have inside information. And a Wall Street Journal investigation found that several congressional staffers may have used advance information they have about policy and even corporations to make stock trades, trades in companies their bosses oversee. And guess what? It's all legal. Journal reporter Brody Mullen stopped by this week to explain.
We found that a whole bunch of staffers were trading stocks and making money in stocks of companies that their bosses oversee.
How many staffers?
We documented 72. I think it's far more than that. And what we're talking about is a staff member who works for a lawmaker who's on the banking committee, for example, who's trading Bank of America stocks.
This is Karen Brown. She's an aide to Senator Mike Crapo from Idaho, who is on the Senate Banking Committee. You found in your investigation that she made a 43% return on Bank of America stock in 10 days.
What's interesting here, I think, is that most people who work for companies or work for other parts of the government have pretty strict rules on their stock ownership and what they're allowed to trade in. At the Wall Street Journal, we're not allowed to own any stock.
But let me ask you a little bit more about some of these individuals. It's not just Republicans or Democrats. It's both sides of the aisle, right?
Right.
You found, an aide to Senator Harry Reid, for example.
One of Reid's top staffers works on energy issues and had invested in a couple of companies that dealt with renewable fuels.
His name is Chris Miller.
Right. So in early 2008, Chris Miller, Harry Reid's aide, buys this stock in a renewable fuels company. There's legislation that Miller says that he was not working on directly, but he certainly would know about. Mr. Reid helps push that legislation that eventually becomes law. During the process, Miller sold the stock a couple of times and made a bundle. And the issue is, did Miller have information that you and I don't have?
Hmm.
In this case, Miller says that he didn't, and we have no reason to not believe him. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of staffers who every day are in possession of non-public information that can move stocks, and they're allowed to trade on that.
Hmm. This is a question. Insider trading laws do not apply to staffers or to members of Congress. How is that possible?
Well, it's sort of complicated. The reason is that the SEC's insider trading law says that someone cannot trade on information that's non-public in the market in violation of a duty to keep that information private. In the case of myself or yourself, we would have a duty to our bosses. On Capitol Hill, you don't have a duty to anyone to keep the information to yourself because the lawmakers basically work for themselves.
So in other words, if a lawmaker got funding for, a company that makes body armor for Iraq, and you knew that that company was going to get a contract in 2 days and you invested in that company, that wouldn't be considered insider trading?
No.
If you were a congressional staffer?
They are allowed to do that except for rare circumstances.
And there's been no attempt to create a law that would ban that?
Well, there are a few lawmakers who proposed legislation in 2006, I believe, to ban insider trading. At the time, about a dozen lawmakers signed on to their bill. Now, they have even less lawmakers supporting their bill than before. And one of the sponsors of the bill, Brian Baird, is retiring. Now, Congress, at any point, could just change its own internal rules and ban this. They don't need to pass a law that needs to be signed by the president. This is something that could take 5 minutes to fix.
If this was happening on Wall Street, the exact same thing, would this be insider trading? Would
these
people be prosecuted?
Yes, they'd be in jail.
That's Brody Mullins. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter who's been looking into congressional staffers and their stock trades. Brody Mullins, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.